From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Organizers of opposition protests in Egypt are calling this a day of departure. They're demanding that President Hosni Mubarak step down immediately and not wait until his term expires in the fall. NPR's J.J. Sutherland is in Tahrir Square, where he says the crowd is growing.
A big protest has been called for today. The anti-Mubarak protesters here in Tahrir Square have said, you know, today is going to be a major march. There are more and more people. I've been here for a little, about an hour or so. More and more people are streaming into the square. It's becoming wall-to-wall people. Everyone I've spoken with this morning has said, this is not an Islamic revolution. This is not a threat to the West. This is all about freedom.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Cairo. Meantime, President Mubarak has told ABC's Christiane Amanpour he cannot leave now because of fear that Egypt would descend into chaos. In another ABC interview, Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman said his government is listening to the people's concerns.
We decided that we have to respond positively. It is a process starting by national dialogue.
Suleiman promised that the military will not respond by attacking peaceful anti-government demonstrators. The Egyptian government is facing pressure to crack down on suspected pro-government gangs blamed for widespread attacks on protesters and journalists. Thousands of foreigners took flights out of Egypt yesterday. Mohamed Asai of the World Health Organization says he and his family left after being confined to their home for days.
There was curfew from 7 o'clock till 3 o'clock. During that time, we were busy with finding some foods, petrols, and other things for our family.
Asai and hundreds of others were flown to Cyprus. The State Department has transported thousands of Americans out of Egypt since the uprising began. It says that no government flights are planned there today. U.S. factory orders rose 0.2% in December. Danielle Carson says they were aided by stronger demand for machinery and communications equipment.
Business and consumer spending picked up at the end of last year. With people spending more, factories cranked up their production lines to meet new business orders. Factory orders totaled $436 billion in December, a level economists consider healthy after a nasty recession. Moody's analytics economist Aaron Smith.
Businesses are continuing to spend. The lull we saw in the middle of 2010 that was tied to the sovereign debt crisis in Europe has passed. Businesses are looking to expand, and they have the capacity to do so.
The manufacturing sector makes up only 10% of the country's output, but with factories beefing up their production lines, economists say it's on track to help stoke economic and job growth this year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
This is NPR News. The Labor Department's January jobs report is due out in a few hours, and economists say they doubt it will show enough hiring gains to affect the national unemployment rate of 9.4%. Analysts estimate that about 125,000 new jobs must be created each month to make a real difference. That Chairman Ben Bernanke said just yesterday that years of sustained job growth is needed to bring about true economic reform. The planned six-day funeral for ex-Laotian General Vang Pao begins today in Fresno, California. Vang died last month at the age of 81. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports that tens of thousands of people are expected to pay their respects to a man revered within the international Hmong community.
Vang Pao fought with U.S. forces in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War. When the communists took over, Vang was instrumental in helping thousands of Hmong find sanctuary in the United States. His son, Chai Vang, says those refugees and their families are arriving in Fresno for the funeral.
Has around 100,000 Hmong people. And then you got the Wisconsin, Minnesota, bringing 15, 20 buses for that funeral.
A number of California congressional representatives have formally asked the federal government to allow Vang to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In Australia, authorities have confirmed at least one death from Cyclone Yasi, the deadliest storm ever to hit the country. Officials have been amazed that the storm did not cause many casualties. Yasi damaged or destroyed dozens of homes after crashing along the shore of Queensland State, where 35 people have died in recent months from the country's worst flooding in decades. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.
Support for